Why is self a life, bitch?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, fuck you, your mom, and everything else.
You're going to jail tonight, are you?
Well, free to go.
You know.
That's my best friend. That's my best friend. Listen. Big old booty bitch messes from Texas.
They got to touch up a little bit.
You can play. You're not gonna get flagged.
No, this gonna be for the audio. Go best friend. For the audio, you can play music.
And I'm playing this with me.
She gon' smile. Then what you doing with?
I ain't playing this fuck. I thought that was a new song. She don't
bleed. He's our holy goalie.
I'm bleeding back. Hold on. Like a bumblebee. Holla. Hold on, Chris. I wasn't feeling it, Chris, until it started, Chris. I'm sorry, dog. Hold on, dog. Fuck it. Charles, this song is for you, dog. That's how I feel about you, dog.
That's
what I'm saying?
That's my best friend. Big old booty bitch messes from Texas. What's this?
This man don't fuck with me, Chris. Ah, shit. Thing,
after you get a man Reeves, Rand. Why the man thought serious?
Take
them boys to school. Swagger number three. Bitch, I'm bleeding bad. Like a bumblebee. Holla. Nigga, proceed. I'ma eat that booty just like grocery.
Facts.
Feed that bitch, feed that bitch, feed that bitch.
Eat that wood, eat that wood. Supply your bitch, I got pistols, no wood.
Feed the mortars, cut
Gary, put us down.
Stuff them rats inside them if they nudge. Bang that other side, nigga, curse. Have my reefer louder than a speaker.
Alright, you what he said, right?
Episode 48.
He said eat that booty. We bring in eating booty back in 2025 this year.
Like the groceries.
Huh?
Yeah, Akila, you for it up, man. Akila for it up. I see she full of grants with that shit.
You like that?
Come back. Uh-huh.
No, for
real. I ain't with it.
You ain't with it? You tried before?
No, I think that's so weird.
So no, I do never try that on you before?
What the way to start the pot? Would
you?
Akila running.
He just do it. But like, it just happened.
Wait, okay, Charles, you sound like you have a story for us.
No, I don't have a story. I just want to know.
I mean, if I got so
I think I
somebody,
stop him, like.
You stop him?
Yeah. I feel like I got gradually get into that. Like,
he go knee and he head?
Yeah, like.
Imagine getting knee and head.
Fucking just two holes right next to each other, you know? How you going? I don't know.
Okay, it's like a bowling ball.
Sometimes you just got pass cross.
You know, we'll do a lot of things back there, ball. But I can't see a tongue going back there.
Okay,
right
just
now.
A figure eight.
Wow, guys. Wow, guys. Wow, guys. Wow, guys.
You
episode 48 with the Green Podcast. What an introduction to 2025.
You're just going around the Mario Kart truck. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know.
It's just a socket.
I'm going to just join on the phone, Keela, something. You'll see a lady and take it.
Got cool. Get me for Christmas, dog.
No, you want a segue? When I was trying to segue, no, you want a fucking segue? Get your act right, dog. Get your act right, dog. What's going on, dude? Intro the pod.
Yeah, man. You don't know episode 48 of With the Green Podcast, the first podcast of 2025. What a time to be alive. You know what I'm saying? We here, guys. You know what I'm saying? Who'd I thought would I be here in 2025? Shit crazy. I can remember being a youth man and just watching the year like 2020 or 2010 and them heck. Like, we all the way
in
2020.
Youth man in 2020?
No, I was watching like they would have like futuristic shows with like flying cars. They would be like 2020. Making it seem like 2020 gonna be this futuristic. We teleporting and planes ain't no more. Everybody flying to work type shit.
Well, I think that's what's happening right now.
You think so?
I don't fly to work, dog. Breaking the lock, going to work, speeding, dog. Flying, dog. You mean?
Chris.
Yo.
You still believe the art flat? After all them guys went to find out for themselves, they found out that they were wrong?
I just believe what I could see, you know what I'm saying? And I dig. That's my answer. I keep how you watching me. Like, I just believe what I could see. You know what I mean? As far as I could see, as far as what makes sense to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like nobody never leave this fuck. So I don't know. I don't know how the art shape. I don't know how it look like from outer space. I don't even know exactly what outer space is. Outer space could just be the ocean.
No, okay, go ahead, Reed.
You're not doing a good job starting the pod off. I ain't gonna lie to you. It's entertaining, but I feel like we gotta level up that. Chris,
talk to me.
Good intro, man. That's a great intro.
Yeah, man. I can hear you asking me something before we start the pod. I tell you, save it for the pod.
Hold on. Before she asks, let me introduce everybody for who don't know who we is. You check. Episode 48, I'm with the Green Podcast.
Talk to things.
My name is Reno.
That's Rain.
For the ladies, let us play. My name is Reno.
The ladies can call him Mariano. I just find out the other day that only Karim, woman can call him Mariano.
Karim, don't be calling me Mariano, dad. That fuck's so weird, dad. Mariano. Like, how the fuck, right? Like, you like, up before, like, what?
When Rain said that fuck, I was like, we can talk to him, but you don't call him Mariano. I don't think I ever call you that fuck.
Hey, Rain is one nickname, like, for a man that he probably done already surpass his real name already. Like, I think, like, all I know the man as Rain, like, for real.
None of my close friends are calling me Rain, to be honest. It's only I to call me Rain.
Where your girl to call you?
Baby, papa, daddy.
Before she mad at you, what she to call you?
Yeah, when she, yeah. When she mad at you? Mariano.
Mariano. I'm like, what the fuck I do, dog? Like, you know, we ain't never hear my name called before, too.
Mariano.
Enough about me, right? We have Big Chris in the house, you know what I mean? Breezy, for who don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
What's Big good Chris with in the house. It? We here.
That's not Big Chris.
That's not Big Chris?
Big Chris on the podcast.
That's Bigger Chris. Chris.
No, that's Big Chris. That's literally his name, Big Chris.
This is Breezy, you know. Hold on, no,
I feel me existing make it possible for he to be called Big Chris. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's where the Big Chris come from. Cause you know
that is
I mean?
Where he come from.
Yeah. So now everybody like, which Chris? Big Chris.
Kids,
what the fuck, I'm Chris? Dog. Chris Jr.
Yeah,
how high schoolers just get a man a name like that? All right, that's Chris. That's Big Chris.
That's Big Chris.
Cool. And then for those who don't know,
mm-hmm.
I have Big Mountain in the house, Long mm-hmm. Charlie Charles in the fucking house. You know what I'm saying? Like, this man have so much nicknames. It's crazy, dog. Like, dog.
Really? What you just said?
Charlie Charles, my son.
Charlie Charles. I said it was Carly. Charlie Charles. Get Charles in the house.
That's
in
cute.
That mountain. Basketball. Sensation, you know what I mean? Coaching all the youths in the Virgin Islands from BVI to the VA, you know what I mean? A man to go everywhere. If I want our kid to become the next Kobe, LeBron, Draymond Green, this is the direction you need to go. He could hook all you up. You
know? And our kid better not be soft, dog, because Charles, I done experienced some of his practices already. If you know your child soft, don't bring them to cause.
Yeah, Charles, what you got to say to the viewers and the audience that want to know what's going on?
What? About what Chris just said?
They just want to hear your voice, dog. You ain't talking. The more you talk, the more views we get. You're not talking. What are you saying?
I'm not talking. I feel like I'm talking the most.
It's always
am a I not?
Shan with this man, dog. Anyways, we're going to move.
You just check the. Oh, that's how I feel about the Big 12 chat, dog. See how you feel, cuz? When man feel like you ain't talking and you talking?
No, yeah, I didn't
talk
thing.
In that chat, fam, but we're not Chris, gonna, you don't we're talk. Not bring this in here, dog.
But we're not about to do that.
Oh, please, God. Kila, you know me to not talk.
But yeah, I've been gone for a minute and a lot of time. You ain't seen me. Probably like, oh, this man quit, man.
This man breed, man. you know, easy. A girl for a while. You like, wait, this girl ain't posting like 6 months, dog.
All right. Mountain pregnant, man.
Yeah, check.
Again?
Anyways. Hopefully at the end of the year.
Okay.
That's the goal.
Who's the juice? I'm saying.
For you? Anyways, I hear you. I get you. I hear you. And lastly, you know what I mean? Everybody, her friends know her as Akila. We, with the green, know her as Keela B. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So we have big Keela in the house, Keela B in the house. Welcome back for our first episode of 2025. Welcome back from the Virgin Islands. I see you in the beach.
You in the waters, you know?
Fresh off the plane, you know, that Juve, you know. I just
ain't gonna lie. You look very colored. You know what I'm saying? Like, you look tan and stuff.
No, I rock. Yo, rock, dog.
Why you didn't just go sangria?
I think rock.
I had bring somebody home, so I was just showing them around and stuff. Not like that, but just showing them around and stuff.
Why you didn't just bring them sangria?
And one thing I rock, y'all like to do is
I can bring them.
Show off the island, miss.
No, we did go island hopping and stuff, though. But BVI, because it's better to do island hopping on that side.
But it's carnival time.
But I rather bring
you feel I do
to St. Thomas Carnival come April. Like, if I bring somebody someplace, I have to take you to what I know. Because then we both experiencing this for the first time.
That could low key be fun if I both experience something.
He gonna experience my carnival.
Wait,
first
we didn't even say he or before she or nothing.
We don't judge on this podcast. We don't judge on this podcast.
Wait. Who say was I he?
You know what I'm saying? But the point is, you exclude them from our carnival first because you want them to get out your own first. That ain't kind of crazy to you?
Nah, ain't crazy at all. Imagine how our carnival sound to foreigners, dog. Like, even rock people. Like, we always making fuck, dog. It's always something.
You line up already, don't be the best. So if I going, no offense, but damn, if I going,
yeah, cancel the first episode.
Hang on, rock stage, see some bigger artists than Saint Croix stage.
Yeah. For you. You on last year were bad, though. Dexter, Cranium, last year were bad, but normally I don't have that much of a
our events to be better, though.
Camofet.
Our events is way better.
We have a Camofet, too.
Down to locations.
I'm parking.
I'll say this. If a shootout happened, you most likely to survive in St. Croix and St. Thomas.
No, sir.
First of all, we don't miss. That's not good.
That's not good. It was really dark, human. We don't condone good.
That's not good.
We just said a second a joke.
Man, hand straight in. Man, hand straight in. Coos, huh? Sniper over here.
But for real, if we got shoot off, somebody really gonna get shoot.
Oh my God.
And that's why people, Keela took her friend to St. Thomas.
And the BVI.
We wanted to bring them back to Orlando in one piece.
I want to go BVI. Like, I want to go on a vacation in BVI.
You
like,
should.
Beaches and shit, you know.
BVI is BVI. Gorgeous. Yeah.
Everybody behave on St. Croix, though.
For once. I'm proud of them. For once.
So that's good. Cool.
I
love
know why, but I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it on the pod.
You can tell us offline.
Tell us on Patreon.
Am I shooting niggas, Chris? But anyways, we here for another episode, man. I appreciate y'all for rocking with us and so on.
Good 20-minute intro, man.
That's what you're supposed to do. It make them laugh, make them giggle, make them, you know what I'm saying? And then we bring them in for the real shit.
Man is a foreplay type of guy, you know what I'm saying?
20 minutes of foreplay is perfect, I think.
20.
That's a little long. Crazy at that point. Like, don't even.
What the fuck, dog?
You know how many times you can make a girl come in 20 minutes?
What, a foreplay? Coming from a girl's
brain. I don't think 20 minutes is a long time for, but I feel like for
that's
both
good
sides.
Time. That's
for
good.
Both
so,
sides. For both sides.
How long
sides.
Are you to be having sex for you to do 20 minutes?
20 minutes of foreplay and 5 minutes of sex.
I mean, it might be. It might be
10 minutes of sex.
You know what I'm saying?
I think 20 minutes of foreplay, you know, you're giving some fellatio. she giving some fellatio, you know what I'm saying? Like,
20 minutes 10, of foreplay can happen.
10, and then a little 5 to 10 of penetration, you really might, if it's hot and raw, you really might get it done in 5 to 10. You know what I mean? Just saying. That's a 30-minute session.
So, like, so you, if you put in a walk in a foreplay on a time for penetration, ain't really much to do. It just bow you. Right? Mm. I asking you, know, man. Use the one game with a course, dude. Like, use the man that use a fucking love a boy.
I wasn't giving a course. I was just saying, like, I think that's enough time. That's adequate time.
Okay.
5 minutes ahead versus 10 minutes ahead. Would you rather?
I mean, depends on how good she is. She good, like, I might not even last the 5 minutes.
She good, Chris. Like, she good.
You know what I'm saying? I had some eaters that had me running off the bed, like, whoa.
I don't like getting my heads if I know about to have sex. I might just want a little, you know, maybe a little feel, but
a little hack to her, and that's it.
I like my head separate.
Man, the type I do to go McDonald's and just buy fries. Give me a fries and a drink, dog. I don't even want the whole meal right now, dog.
I like my head separate.
Man, I appreciate heads on a whole. Look, heads gotta be done on a whole separate day. You know what I mean? Like, I appreciate the heads.
Box.
What about Akila, 5 minutes ahead or 10 minutes ahead?
5 minutes. I like penetration more than all that doctor other things, stuff. Doctor. Give okay, it to okay. me straight.
Hear that, Rain? Leave all the foreplay at the door.
Shout out to all the penetration lovers. Shout out to all the head lovers.
I thought everybody was that real. What the
fuck? Penetration lover, head lovers. I guess some girls that just really like head. And I guess some dudes who just really like head.
I ain't gonna lie, y'all like girls that can't really come off of penetration for real.
That too. Shout out to the girls that can, though. It be magic.
Shout out to them.
We talk about sex so much in the first 20 minutes of this podcast, and this is not what this podcast is about. You know what I mean? Like, it's about 2025. Chris, last year you said 2024 was a year about truth.
The real truth, dog. I predict the year, dog. We gotta look for that clip. Don't forget January, you know, Keela, when I make that clip, you know, dog. It's a 2024, the year of truth. I ain't gonna even make Rain edit too much. Rain, just drop that clip. Do the fucking the going back in time shit, dog.
All right, cool. So you say it was for the year of truth. So what's 2025 about?
2025 is living with the truth. You know what I mean? So now it's like, you know, we moving past the truth. We understanding what it is. I feel like by the end of 2025, we're gonna be walking past aliens in McDonald's and shit. Those daps in them, and they're gonna be like rubbing shoulders with them. You know what I mean?
Chris,
yeah. That's Chris.
You might be a one and done that. Yeah, so
Chris, you're up. He's smoking some good fuckers.
So fuck this, dog. What the fuck, dog?
What,
like,
bro?
But didn't the government say that they didn't admit that they real, that they here amongst us? No?
They might.
I thought like that was actual news.
It might be for real. It might be. Maybe we could find out.
I think Aiden's gonna take all our woman.
I'll say this, the universe is too big for it to just be us.
That's ignorant as fuck, right? Like, it's just we the only.
Yeah, I don't think God. I don't think God can just make this big old universe and it's just.
Man, I went in a deep ass rabbit hole to that boy. I was watching something about the Statue of Liberty, and like when it came to be, they didn't have those type of tools or like those type of, like, you know what I mean, equipment to build the Statue of Liberty. So they were saying, like, you mean tell me they have Statue of Liberties all over the world, and it was built in like the 1800s. I mean, they even had shit like that, like, to do that, or even ships or tankers to move these things from like France to America. So they were trying to say, like, that shit been there, you know what I mean? Like,
bro, I ain't gonna lie to you, Chris. I'm gonna keep it that being with you. Yeah, I may rock with you on this. It sound good, right? But if it's not true what you're saying, when you die, them same people that build them fuck, they gonna come for you when you go to heaven. And they gonna look at you and be like, they gonna shake their head like, all that sacrifice they do, that sweat and tears they do to build that fuck, for you to say that it wasn't them that do. You taking
a tell. I gonna tell them, prove it.
You go ask how they do it. Show me how you do it.
In heaven, I will say, prove it. I still ain't believe that. I will say,
here, take a hammer. How you do it?
So you that fuck. Yeah, fucks.
I feel you. So you think you're just living in your truth, 2025. Harry.
So much. No, but what I think, will happen in 2025 for real, I think like Diddy gonna like Diddy gonna take no more celebrities. Like I think more celebrities gonna go jail. Like what I think gonna go down this year. I don't even know what to expect. Trump gonna be back in office.
You're not gonna make playoffs in fantasy.
Who, me?
Yeah. That's one for sure.
That's your 2025 prediction? Well, I about to just quit from now. Why would I waste my time? I just focus on someone else. Like, what? Like, I ain't gonna make playoffs. Like, shit, let me just fucking focus on life.
He's trying to enlighten you and lift you. Lift you up, like you was telling me, right? They're trying to lift me up, right? Then you're just trying to lift you up. I think that's what it is.
I don't
need. Wearing a Loxy beard.
Oh, I was thinking was shaving it, to be honest.
I'm just. Mine would look good if I had caused the, you know what I mean, the little ice fuck, you know what I mean? I laugh at the fuck would look cool on rain, dog.
Wait, laughing, I will grow dreads, but my girl tell me. I was gonna change it up this year for real, but she tell me no. Very cool. Some more truth for IO is the truth is With the Green has now created our first Twitter page.
We get
our Twitter page now. We're gonna have some crazy shit on there. We done start tweeting and so, you know what I mean? We'll get into that.
Especially the porn. Just check our followers. We following the bad porn on Twitter. So hey, if you want bad porn,
let me tell you something. We have fan mail submissions. We also accepting nude submissions. It's a safe place. We rating nudes. Wait, 1-5 and X. Oh no.
Yeah, Keel, I'll tell your friends. Tell your friend.
But yeah, Twitter page out. Follow the Twitter page, WTG_pod. Follow the page. We're going to have a bunch of content on there. We're trying to diversify ourselves. We on Facebook. Trying to move away from Facebook low key, to be honest. Because honestly, a superb social media platforms, in my opinion, is Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
I realize that even more when I move Babylon, my son. When I move to the United States, it's like people really just don't freak with Facebook.
Yeah, and it's the weird thing I feel like. Yeah.
It's on Caribbean. It's like, this is the we really take over our app for real if you think about it. Because it's like, if it wasn't for St. Craig, would it be on Facebook? Like, everybody to really be talking about the same shit, dog. I'd be like, what the fuck? I'd be screwing on my timeline. Like, everybody really talking about it. Well, sorry, heck, all I did was talking about chicken. Some raw chicken, so I don't know. Some raw stuff, I'm selling chicken. Yeah, you see how Iraq people talking about, I bet I don't ever come for we again in cooking. Fact. Or I your raw chicken. Keela. If we was to document all the fuckery that would porch us in Iraq, I just decided to catch one documented heck, like.
We get some good boots out there, selling some good stuff, Keela. You know what I mean? So respect. I want to say that I didn't.
Rock had me eating salad. Sorry. Boy.
I would say. What? Rock had you eating salad? Hey, anyway.
I just eating salad.
Engagement on these other apps, I didn't know it was so easy to check. Like, I just felt like. I honestly, dog, like me, I don't really post a check. So, like, for me, like, when I post it or so, no, especially with the green content and so, like, I'd be getting engagement, be like, oh, that shit easy, man. Like, from people I was never even meet before, bro. And it's like, damn, like, it's like you fishing for engagement on Facebook, to be honest. Like, you hang out begging for a cup of fucking rum, you know what I mean? So it's like,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, ready to move forward.
Yeah. Speaking of engagement, we're going to be starting up probably like once every 2 weeks. Just a little, like, you know. Twitter spaces. So you're listening, you know what I mean? Just follow the pages, follow our pages, and we're gonna have like flyers out, you know, letting people know like, yeah, this Wednesday, 6 PM in Central, whatever. We're gonna be on spaces. We're
rating them nudes, you know? So
rating nudes
spaces gonna be crazy.
Like, so we can accept male nudes too, right?
Your voice, come let your voice be heard. You don't got to talk to Cassandra about that one on the site.
We have a separate chat for that. Male submissions will be sent to the WTGgirls@gmail.com. You want to make sure.
You're going to be like this, mate.
You know what I mean? Hey. Don't mistake it. You're black, bro. I'm telling you. You might be a fan, a fam, whatever. You send us a fuck, we're going to block. Anyways.
I'm going to send a picture. I'm going to be like, me after watching Rain.
See? You just don't have no media training. It's always getting problems. 2025, we're growing, dog. Come on, no. Send them fuck to Keela and Cass. Anyways. But yeah, Twitter Spaces gonna be lit. Yeah, man, we can start the pod now.
Yeah, cool. Let's do it.
30 minutes in, we can start the pod now. This is crazy. Yeah, man. So I just wanted to get a quick recap on 2024 for us, for With the Green or whatever, like the stuff that we do. We do a lot in 2024 for With the Green. Like, it was dope. I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, we get so advanced. We use different platforms. We introduced the With the Green Girls. You know what I mean? That was fire. That was actually a fire-ass idea. Keela wasn't even involved in that. That's crazy. I think Keela was invited, but she shut us down.
She's like, audition?
To audition.
Audition? What?
In front of a panel of men?
Me? Krista playing like we wasn't in an AM radio together, please? Come on.
It was just like that. But nah, it was lit, bro. We do some impulsive pods. Like, that, in my opinion, that was really dope, like, to experience that or whatever. But, you know, moving forward, we definitely going to introduce that some more in 2025. We branch out. We do other content, right? We do stuff with Nika Nix, you know the vibes. Man, we do a lot, bro. We do a lot.
Yeah. To be honest, Ray, like, this year, I would say that the year went by fast, but when you really sit down and think about it, Rain, a lot happened this year. Like, that Cat Williams frig on with Shannon Sharp, that happened in 2024. And that frig feel like a good little while ago. Fucking Juve when friggin' Shamning you a cup. That was 2024. You really think
trust
about
me,
it?
I know. I remember. I have the calendar, Rachel. That's all I was going
to go. Yeah, pull up the calendar. Talk to me. Show you what going on.
You know what I'm saying? To start off the year at 2024... Yeah, that's like crazy shit that was going on. I ain't gonna cap. I think the first crazy thing was the Cat Williams and Shannon Sharp interview. Then that happened in January. The Cat Williams interview?
Yeah, that was January for sure.
What was all the stuff that he was saying? That was crazy. You were talking about...
He exposed a lot of people. Steve Harvey, that man, talk about them. They want black people to wear dresses and shit.
That he said 2024 is up for all these niggas. Puff.
Yeah, he said up for
Puff. All of them.
That's when he was drinking the drink. Right? He was like, he wanted me to come to the party or whatever. He wasn't gonna go.
Yeah,
he said a lot of shit.
You gotta say no.
You gotta say no to Puff.
Did he want you to party? You just gotta say no. You gotta say no. Imagine, no? The fuck up in January, you know? And then all this news come on, you're like, God damn, Diddy Ross is a freak. You know what the fuck?
Got to be talking the truth. He don't be lying. I think that's the same month that partner jump over the stand. I attacked the judge. I think that was the same month.
Whatever happened? He alive?
That's crazy. We didn't keep tabs on him after that. That was kind of crazy, to be honest.
We'll have you on the pod.
To pass through, I remember when, halftime show, Alicia Keys and Usher, bro. I remember that fuck. Them out. They forget when this.
Oh, this Usher. Year? Oh, yeah, that was. Okay, yeah.
Usher was fucking on stage, rollerblading and fuck. Who performing this year for the afternoon show?
Kendrick.
Your boy, K-Dot.
What a segue, eh? We will segue later. Anyways, yeah, man.
Happened this year for sure.
Yeah, man, but that ball. I remember how crazy it was that. I feel like, look how big this man, like, the tour, everything just started to get bigger and bigger for him after that halftime show. Like, I think that halftime show just set everything off for him, like, to be honest. Like, he played into that fuck, dude. There's my hole in Alicia Keys, like, Swizz won't shut this man. I know he putting cherries and all these girls more in front of everybody boyfriend and fuck, like, trying to show that.
Yeah, you thought Usher canceled with your significant other. Usher just lock eyes on you, dog. Like, damn, who that is? He roll a blade over. Climb over the first fucking row.
Roll a blade, you know?
Climb over the second row now. He that to you, my son. Man, just take a cherry out the cup, Ross, and bring it to your mouth. What you doing?
Tap your nose with that fucking
you. Tap your nose with your middle finger so you can open your mouth. What you doing next?
I'll take it from him, give it to my man so he could feed me and then.
Oh, shit. That's what.
What if your man give back to Usher so he could feed you?
So he could feed me?
Yeah.
Then it's up.
She says up.
What if your man jump over you and bite the cherry out of Usher's hand? I'm going to have to have a conversation in
then
the
then my
car.
Man no more.
You gonna be the first part. You gonna be the first girl I get on man tech from Usher. Crazy fuck.
Hey, no cap though. This year I did go to the Usher concert out here in DC. That shit was fire. Like, you went to the Usher and Chris Brown concert.
You make sure you get some fire seats, son. You ain't even
on fire. I was on the side of the stage. You were looking all the way, dog. You know what I mean? Baddest performance ever, dog.
Ever? You been to a Chris Brown concert?
I did go to the Chris Brown concert this year too. It was better than the Chris Brown concert. Chris Brown nasty in his own way. But Usher just his budget bigger, dog. Like, naturally, this fucker had laser light shooting everywhere in the parking lot, dog. Ain't no parking lot in DC, bro. That's how far that fucker was shooting, dog. So crazy, dog.
Usher shows don't be in Vegas?
He's on tour right now. Well, I don't know if the tour finished, but he's on tour. He's going to like almost every state.
He had a residency in Vegas, but now he on tour, yeah.
He do the residency, then he do the Super Bowl, then he do the tour. And he sing, Daddy's home. Oh, fuck. Hey, I'm on the go. I ain't gonna cap, bro. It's Michael, R. Kelly, Usher, Chris Brown. In that order. I rang?
We talking about vocals or performance-wise?
Yeah, Usher over Chris Brown.
It depends. Performance or vocals?
If it's vocals, Usher.
If it's vocals, then
catalog,
yeah.
They catalog. What they produce. What they gave to us. That's what I'm talking about. The listing
Chris Brown
goes,
gave a lot. Chris Brown did a lot of feature songs.
Hold on, Charles. I'm telling you right now. Usher versus Chris Brown, you're going to lose this one.
No.
Okay.
We're doing features too? Because if we're doing features, then I don't think nobody touching Chris Brown.
It's a catalog. You could bring features if you want to bring features.
Yeah, Usher ain't touching Chris Brown.
Okay. All right. Clip. I was on time stamp this clip real quick.
Rain.
But yeah.
Features. You know how much fucking songs Chris Brown is in?
You know how much Usher songs Usher have without a feature? Like,
no, don't do that.
Usher
don't do that.
Have
don't
a
do
lot
that.
Of songs.
Don't do that, dog. I ask you features. Don't use that against
me. But you say, can you include features? I say you can, but I don't need to bring features in if it's Usher, is what I'm trying to tell you. That's all I'm saying.
Chris Brown still making hits and all. You think Usher can pull out an album and that fuck can be
did.
Fire?
He just did.
It wasn't fire.
He
though.
Just
it
did.
It wasn't fire, bro. Okay. It wasn't fire, though. Can he go on tour? I'm going to continue. Can he go on tour and just play that album songs?
He was on tour singing these new songs.
Just those songs, Rain. Nothing
probably,
else but the
album. He can go on tour on his new album because he did go on tour. His tour is about his own album. His last tour about his new album.
And he's singing none of his old songs.
He's singing still gonna sing some old songs. Everybody
you have to.
That's what I'm trying to say. Everybody is a tour. You're performing. You're doing multiple songs from your catalogs. But, hey, I'm a Chris Brown fan too. I just feel the two can't compare each other. You can't put Chris Brown next to Usher. I feel like...
What?
I feel like... All right.
What do you mean you can't put Chris Brown next to Usher, dog?
Ricky Ladder. We could do a segue right now. We could just do a 20 versus 20 right now, Chris Brown fucking Usher right now. 20 Chris Brown songs, 20 Usher songs. If you want a couple of days and do it next week, we could do it fucking next week.
You sure Usher get 20 songs to compete with?
You sure Chris Brown got 20 songs to compete with?
I ask you, if we're doing features, Chris Brown get at least 50.
Hey, okay. This is going to be our perfect first piece.
Okay,
this is gonna be
okay. Name this one song Chris Brown have. One song Chris Brown have to beat You Remind Me.
Say what?
One song Chris Brown have that beats You Remind Me of a Girl. Just one song.
It have songs that can compete.
Play, tell me one song that beats it, that is better than it. I get you. Play me one more song that could beat You Got It Bad.
You mean dog, the man?
Name
you
it.
Fucking
just name
pull,
it.
Got, that song that he it. Just dropped out could beat them songs.
Let me tell you
crazy as fuck.
And about
that's
to do
how
this.
I know. Crazy. We could do our spaces. I think the spaces will be perfect.
We're going to make a whole flyer. It's going to be Chris Brown versus Usher versus. I'm going to put Rain behind Usher.
Isaac Chris Brown
behind Chris Brown.
Fun.
I'm gonna do it on spaces.
That's a crazy apart,
we're gonna do
dad.
It. We're gonna do the voice on spaces. Let me cause get a chance crazy. To prep,
so,
dog.
I don't give you time to prep.
My thing is with this debate, right? What are we arguing? What is the debate?
Who have the better catalog? That's the debate. Who have
Chris
the better
Brown.
Catalog? And there we go. And that's why he said
Chris Brown, bro.
And that's why he said. We're going to do the spaces. I want you pull Chris Brown top 20. You can include features. You can include whatever you want. I'm going to bring Usher 20, including features, including whatever. We're going to bring the space. I have this set up so I can play the music on the space too. So I can play that fuck while we in the space. If you said this song, play it. And I can play the other song too. We could do a 20 versus 20 and catalog in the spaces. That's fair.
I'll be funny.
I will argue
fuck.
With you.
I'll be funny as fuck. Is like the people them that come, they just buy us for Cosmos. Marine just their game blow out on the spaces.
Yeah, I tell Usher have so much fans, bro. It'll be hard, dude. Like Chris Brown, I'm a Chris Brown fucking fanatic. I'm a bigger Chris Brown fan than I'm an Usher fan. I just know what I know.
You just a realist. You just calling what it is.
I know that. I just know why I know that. To get back to the recap a little bit. I remember, well. Something has happened in 2024. We all know Diddy got arrested in 2024. Convicted for life. Cause he ain't coming out. I think he gonna come out this year. Oh, I think he coming out.
Dog, Luigi get arrested. Why we ain't talking about Luigi? What going on here, the man? Now we talking about Diddy, but we ain't talking about Luigi, the man.
If this man Papa, dude.
What's Luigi?
That's the dude that killed.
That's the dude that killed the healthcare man.
Now the girl say free him because he handsome.
I would gain there. I was going down a line.
You was if
you want if you want to skip
ahead you are part of the problem.
If you want to skip from March to December, go right ahead, dog. Like you could go ahead and do.
You ain't gain. Fuck is December for real in a cut?
You're looking from March out to December.
That's so we gonna talk about Luigi for real.
Like we didn't talk about
like
Quavo versus Chris Brown.
I ain't gonna like us.
We
ain't
talk about
March,
Trump
bro.
Getting shot. We ain't talk about nothing else happening this year, but because Luigi got attention for woman you want to talk about. Bring it up. Here we go. I think it was an inside job.
That man innocent.
I think so.
I don't think he shoot nobody there.
Come on, and that don't look nothing
looks
like
so him. Fake. We can't see face. So how don't we know look. Is he, bro? Like, what the fuck? Like, come on, bro.
Eli, what you think?
I'm going to say he's a real
whatever
peachy,
it was,
like,
it was definitely an inside job because how would you know this is where he going to be at this specific time? Like, I went down a rabbit hole looking at, you know, the specifics of the case.
Educators. Yeah, man.
And he catch the train to go to New York. He was there for 10 days before he carried out that shooting, which means he had to been there plotting out and sussing the scene and the
Family.
Area. Exactly. How would you know this man's schedule to Talk that extent to where he ain't gonna have nobody around him?
I see you.
Yeah, be for real.
Like, come on, bro.
Somebody, I think inside job. Yeah.
I mean, okay, right but now, I feel like it'd have been an inside job if he wasn't there for the 10 days. I feel the 10 days give him a ability to gather enough data to execute the job.
I see
you.
Nah,
I see. Oh, you can't be walking wrong by yourself like that. And then his wife or ex-wife said that he'd been receiving death threats. So why did you not have a security detail? It's things like that. Like
I want to say this, right? Chris, you have a printer at home?
No.
Charles, you got a printer at your house? You have a printer? Congratulations. Keila, you got printing yours?
Yeah.
I have kids are in.
Never mind. And I was going to say, no, no, we get printers. So this man got a 3D printer to print a muzzle for a gun. That's all I was going to say. Never mind. I debunked me. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. It had to be an inside job, man.
And then what happened next? You said he was there
first
for 10
of all,
days.
I see how the gun jammed. And this man, he panicking.
I didn't even know the gun jammed. I just looked like professionally done. Like, yeah, just look clean cut. And he
so it jammed and he just picked up our next
two? That's why the cops were praising him. No, he do what he do, adjust it, and then...
What he do again?
Fuck.
I couldn't see how I was at the bottom of the camera. So I
like, do that dead ancestors were like, yo, I could only make it jump once, bro. Like,
you I save you once, are you yeah. still, you know what I mean? He's but saying, yeah. that fuck is an inside job, though. I'm sorry. That nigga innocent, unfortunately. But hey, prayers up to everybody involved, man. So we're going backwards now, Charles? What are we doing?
So what happened in November?
Yeah, me and a blank. I mean,
November was election time. I mean, Trump was elected president, so we could say that Trump is back. Trump back in full effect. All the woman them were hating on the black man them, saying that we ain't support Kamala because we don't one thing
I
we
vote,
ain't stand.
I vote for Kamala.
So 2025, we feel like we gonna be more transparent and truthful on the pod. That's why I talked to Ryan on the side about. I guess he pushed up to the side. Well, yeah, man.
Yeah, why lie about?
Man, so you ain't vote for Trump, Ryan?
No, I said I'll be real wild, you know. I gonna spill some beans for a lot of these man. Hold on, Chris.
Hey, it's
let
your
me
vote.
Spill these beans. Let me spill these beans. A lot of your man out there saying they vote for Kamala, but in the group chat. With their boys saying they vote for Trump, but it's keeping that bean. I don't know this. It's learning. I don't know. I'm saying. I vote for Kamala, though. I vote for Kamala. Lord.
How y'all feel after y'all feel nasty? Y'all feel like less of a man? Or like, how y'all feel?
Nah.
Y'all feel like you make a mistake?
Why you do that? That's nasty.
You feel like. Why? No,
made
I don't
know. Decision.
I don't know why you'll feel that way, okay? That's why I asked him if
you
he
would
felt
vote for
him,
y'all. I mean, I'm saying that he would.
I don't have an answer.
You tell freestyle.
So is it with man that no. I feel women can't be in such of a high position of power?
I ain't gonna lie to you, Keila. I feel
boy,
like she
you want we get
cut.
I mean, I ain't saying that. Okay, we needed to vote for Kamala or Trump, whatever. Just generally speaking.
If it was you, I would have to vote for you. I would have voted for you. If you have some good policies, I would have voted for you.
Feel that.
You know what I mean? If you would reverse ball control, if you would reverse child support, yeah, you get my vote one time. People don't know how to win, you know, like
child support shit is insane to this day. I will never understand that for
what? Like Amy. Like I don't deal with it. You know what I mean?
And I wouldn't understand. There's so much to it too, man. Like
and it's so unfair and biased to a lot of people. Like,
you gonna do child support, at least make it mandatory that we get DNA tests too.
DNA nah, test, I mean, makes it tax deductible, like you know what I mean? Like reform it. Cause if a girl in Georgia put some money on child support,
boy, don't
ain't
do
no
that,
fighting
keep,
it, you know.
Give me a next state, please.
A girl in Arkansas put some money on child support, right?
You,
ain't no fighting it, you know. Like you have to deal with it. You gotta do the courts.
Hey.
You gotta do all this stuff, dog. Like,
yeah.
Anyway. Hey, you could refinance your child support.
Yeah, when you get
you
a
can
new
reconstruct
job, your
that
pay
fuck.
Increase. Chris, you got a new job, your pay increase, right? You know, mm-hmm. you know, they're going to go and check your shit. I'm like, oh, he get more money, man. Oh, let me get you a little extra. I'll check, man. Boom. No, you got to pay more child support. Then, why would you even have a say in it, dog? You know what I mean?
My thing is, right, girls can choose if they want to keep the child or not. A man can't choose.
I mean, so you do have a choice. It just ain't the right choice.
Yeah, but if I don't want the child, you put me on child support. It's like, you know what I mean?
You could choose too, because you just got to give you a special tea, them.
No, wait.
That shit is like, that shit good for shit, you know what I mean?
Is that nigga really a deadbeat? Think about it. Is he really a deadbeat? Because he said he didn't want a child.
I do agree with that, though. I do, because I do have a lot of females where, you know, the man will tell you straight up, look, I didn't want this child, like it was nothing more. And then sometimes women, they just keep it to spite the man. So I do agree with that. Flex.
Like, is your body, I understand, cool. You can do what you want with it, but it's like, why the man them that always got suffer for your decisions?
That's like, why I gotta devil, be careful.
But like I said,
wrap it up.
This for a whole next episode, man. Wait.
That chest recap or 2024?
That chest your shit is insane.
That just episode, like, I want to bring some people from the child support services on the podcast. I want them to tell us why they feel every man should be blamed for all the bad fathers out there. You know what I mean? But in another episode, we'll get into that. Going backwards, Trump gets shot. That was a crazy time.
Dog, I feel like that fuck don't get talked about enough, dog. Like, this fuck is a president, you know, dog. Like, people just like...
My man ain't
like, shoot. Like by the next day, or just like, aye.
That man
ain't get shoot, dog.
You get great.
Now man planned that whole thing.
Oh, he tell you where to shoot the. I gonna turn my head this way, and you just graze me.
Professional shooter.
He probably didn't even get shoot. He probably just cut himself.
I think he's that much of a bad guy.
Who, Trump?
Yeah.
Trump is a good man.
First of all, Trump is not no bad guy.
I don't think he's a bad guy.
Trump is a very good guy.
Yeah.
He's a good president. Trump is just don't tolerate no bullshit from other countries.
But that's what I like about
Trump. Trump is a bad man.
He didn't tell you straight up. Yeah, he didn't tell you straight up.
I like Trump, but he's honest. You know what I mean? For most part.
I rather that. That's the thing that the people don't. They claim they want transparency, but they don't, dog. You know what I mean? It's like they would rather somebody go over there and just share smiles and like lies and things. They'll feel good at night with that, and they'll be like watching the president so distasteful if he just, you know, watch Map in the Virgin Islands. You know what I mean? Like, Map used to go on Facebook and be fucking ratting down people, and I feel what Map do good. Nah, listen, right? The Virgin Islands bounced back after them hurricanes, right? And Map was a big reason. You know? Like, really tell that man on the radio every day religiously, like, letting we know, like, hey, we are this thing, you could come and get ice. We walking on this, we get some generators coming in, blah, 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 blah. He had different curfews. He lift the curfew up for, like, certain days. Bless man, do good, dog. I was like, yeah, man, he about to get back in for sure. But it's like, his mouth is the reason why.
Question, are you, like, it ever cross our mind now that we about to have this presidency again with the way the Virgin Islands government they run, that it's possible that they might say, well, the Virgin Islands ain't worth nothing to us? Like, we could get rid of them? That don't cross our mind?
I mean, it cross my mind because
What are they going to do? Sell we?
Yeah, that's it.
So we to our next country.
Yeah.
We still gonna be US. We still gonna have our
No,
if you're not gonna be US.
If they said we are no longer.
It ain't our bought papers.
If you are a resident of the Virgin Islands and they take away our right, our US name, we're not gonna be US citizens anymore.
Yeah. Well, not we.
Not we. Not we that's here. But well, actually, I don't know. I don't even know that either.
That's what I'm saying. I think this happened before.
This has happened in the past. Like this, some like back in the day, I heard about this before. This happened in the past, and they had to reverse it quick because they were talking about the potent and all type of stuff. This happened before.
Did somebody try to sell the Virgin Islands?
No, they right we have. There was like, yeah, no longer U.S. territory. It's happened in the past before.
See, because when you look at it, like, I ain't gonna lie, our government's so corrupt. Like, that's something that across. Yeah, like, when I went home, it was so depressing, dog. Like, where all the money went? This is why, like...
It went to our St. Grey Carnival.
With that shitty lineup? Can be.
No, there you go. They take the money for the lineup and said, this is what we're going to do with the money. And then they said, okay, this is what we're really going to do with the money. And this is what we get them. And they're going to just go, because all they care about is Juvan Parade anyways. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, it's corruption in the Virgin Islands. Kida, don't say too much. We don't know about your harm. And again, we're not a politician podcast. We just people that have our free minds. Don't judge nobody. Trump lovers, cool. Kamala lovers, cool. Like, hey, with the Green Podcast, we independent. We don't give a fuck about none of them. We just care about happiness and peace.
I care about Trump.
Right. The last thing we're going to touch on that happened, he had a lot of beef in 2024.
Oh, boy. You want to touch on it?
Pause. He had a lot of beef in 2024. And this is the last thing we're going to recap and talk about. Who Who is the clear winner between a Drake and Kendrick Lamar beef?
Kendrick. Kendrick by far.
By far, like any, like, but now the question I have for Ayo is: I feel this is like a attack on Drake. I feel like the industry against Drake. I think they felt like Drake was too good, and it's like we gotta knock you down to size. You get ahead of yourself. How I feel.
I feel like it's like, okay, let me put it into perspective, right? You get two people, in, like, I don't fuck with you in high school, right? I just always never fuck with you because you take my girl in 9th grade.
It'll be like that sometimes.
So I just, like, now we in 11th grade and I just still don't fuck with you, dog. And then I reach 12th grade now and I'm like, dog, real talk, I had enough of your morals, like, about to fucking, you know, blow your whole shit up. Whole time... Keela Mountain secretly don't really fuck with you neither. Like, I'll fuck, you know that. But this is between me and you. I really don't give a fuck about how these men feel. So, like, I feel like everybody else in the industry used the opportunity with Kendrick stamping out Drake on the floor. Like, yeah, let me gain some kicks to your mother, Scott. Eh? You think I forget? Even Viale come and throw a kick.
Okay, it's true. The thing about it, that you got a player like LeBron. You got a big name player, franchise player, Drake, right?
Mm-hmm.
That I could say what he want. I could demand what I want. Like I basically paying everybody bills here by being a part of this label. You check. Mm-hmm. That's why this whole lawsuit thing going on is like I too powerful. So it's like yeah, Terry fucking ACL. Yes, game was going down. You can't pay this man all this money. So I feel like they definitely egg it on, but I don't know. I think age wise, I think Drake this is still a little better in my opinion, but. They want to say right and wait is what it is.
It just feel like you could say that, but it's like the whole strategy. It's like it's really like in the beginning of the war, when you watch the war from the outside, you're like, alright, yeah, Drake gonna be the clear winner. I just can't see Kendrick winning. How Kendrick went about it is just the perfect way to take he down, you know what I mean? So
I feel like
it was just very, very strategic. Right, Drake was sloppy, Drake was saying some crazy Drake. Like, Drake would say, like, one or two things in his songs that would just throw off his whole song. Like, why the fuck did you just say that, dog? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I think he dropped a song now to that. He do a thing. He dropped something to that, some audio to that. They said, like, this and LeBron. Shoot. I guess some things happening in 2025 is a way to start the year. Check. But that's the only beef.
Come for Brownie? If he ain't come for Brownie, then LeBron don't care.
He say your son will never be better than my son in basketball. Trying to show you, dog.
Something that happened this year, in
2024. 2025.
In 2024, something that happened. You got a house.
Yay. Congrats.
What am I cheeks so red, dog?
Congrats.
I didn't know this is about me.
I feel like that was that's your biggest highlight of the year, no? For 2024.
Is it? I think so. You know, next to prayer is his best. Probably the host is the second best.
What is the stuff happened to me in 2024?
What's the best thing that happened to I in 2024?
Damn, Charles, this is a tough one. Should I give us some time to think about this answer?
Cause man, there's like, no way you don't pick the host, dog.
No, think about it, dog.
Like, what the fuck?
You answer that question, you know?
I feel like the host is the biggest thing, but you stress on about that host for a hot second.
Stress?
I feel so. Oh, so the moving think, process, everything.
I think. Nah, man, so I was destroying money. Oh, that ain't stress. I saved because remember I was supposed to get. And then they bullshit me. So all the money I save, I just never use. And then they say, oh, no, come back, we get this. I was like, oh, okay, cool. So I had the money on the side. So even all the process would just be spending money. So it wasn't really stressing, but I was saving like a motherfucker. Though. I don't know, man. I think
we ain't gonna do is save.
Yeah, fuck it. I just said the house is the best thing in 2024.
Why are you, Keela? Joining with the green?
I mean...
I would say I reached a goal career-wise. I always wanted to work... Like, Marriott was always one of my end goals, and I got a job at headquarters as an HR manager. So I would say that's That's a goal. And
the hotel?
The chain. Yeah.
Maybe. So we come in Orlando and we staying in a
five-star villa. I'm saying with a fucking pool.
We'll bring the lights and the mic, and we'll have the impulse right then at the Marriott. You know what
that's how we live.
The hotel lobby.
And then pay down a lot of my stuff. So
proud of you.
Free pretty much. So
no, yeah. I love it, man. I love to see it. Yeah. Nah, like I'm gonna be honest. You know what I mean? Like coming out of the Virgin Islands, right? Like it's just so hard for us to come out of it. You know what I mean? Like if you really sit around and think about it, you just come from St. Croix. And I mean St. Thomas Keeler. And you see like how people living, you know what I mean? And it's like, damn, like if you ain't had the guidance you had, if you ain't had the brain you had or the drive you had or the goals you had, it'd have been real easy for you to just go, like we left, you know what I mean? And be in like tough situations. So when I hear about people like, you know what I mean, walking toward being financially free, getting this stuff together, striving in career and stuff like that, even in the mainland. Man, that fucking make me. You make me happy, man.
What was the best part of 2024 for you, Big Chris?
For me? Shit. I don't really have a moment. I have, like, moments that lead to, like, moments. You know, that type of way. So, like, me, basically, like, when I've been at St. Croix, like, a struggle for me, I always been, like, staying consistent with, like, gymming, eating right, and, like, playing basketball. Like, I always get to, like, a point where, like, I feel good. Yeah, dog, I feel good. I feel nice. I could get up and down the court. I could lift. My body feel good. I look good. And then I would, like, you know, backtrack. So, like, 2024 really proved to me that I could, like, really lock in and be disciplined and, like, you know, playing different leagues or playing different tournaments. Get my body right and be disciplined. I eat what I'm supposed to eat. And all those different things. Granted, the last 2 months or last month, I would say, like, I just been eating crazy, haven't been going to the gym, haven't been playing ball like that. But in 2024, that's one thing that stood out to me. I look back and watch myself like, wow, I really lack him for real. So,
okay. Shout out to that, Charles. Best thing happened to you in 2024?
being a father. I feel like this was a
for sure.
I feel like this was a funny year when it comes to my kids. I feel like a lot of shit happened, and I feel like I did a really good job as a father. So boy,
I don't make me cry.
Just as a parent in our whole.
That's why the weird shit. Just in case you don't even give out warning, man. Just
like down to like, you know, don't already had my house, but like. Adding to it and just every time we had a lot of days where, like, you know, your kid's super sick and you have to pull the fort down. Just there's a lot of shit that happened this year when it comes to my kids, two of them and three of them, matter of fact. No,
okay, feel you. Okay, I ain't gonna lie to her, dog. I think that's the episode. I think that's it. You make me wanna leave the one I'm with, start a new relationship with you. This is my... checky. You see you looking up, motherfucker, like you know. You know them hits, dog. You know them hits. Nah, man, but free. We end the pod, man. Yeah, man, I appreciate that for pulling up, man. Final episode with the Green Podcast. We got a gang in here. We getting in shape. You know, we ain't do this virtual part in a minute.
We rusty as fuck. Getting in shape.
Same, but we getting in shape. We getting in shape. We getting more to come. Twitter Spaces about to happen. Charles don't set it up for the 20 versus 20. Because Brown versus fucking Usher. No bless you, Papa. Yeah, and we here and we out.
Peace. Yeah.